I welcome everybody to our regularly scheduled meeting of the Fairbanks Diversity Council for this beautiful night, 13th. 13 is a lucky number. It's just beautiful outside, and I hope you're enjoying the nice weather. I'm going to have the clerk go ahead and read our mission statement into the record and take the roll, and then I'll talk a little bit about this meeting after that. Thank you, clerk.
The City of Fairbanks recognizes that our community is a diverse one with a wide variety of ethnic backgrounds, cultures, beliefs, and orientations, and recognizes this diversity as an asset and resource for our community. The establishment of a Fairbanks Diversity Council can provide the City Council and Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly with advice and recommendations to promote equal opportunity for all members of the public. I'll call the roll. Mr. Tolley?
Here.
Ms. Harriger?
Here.
Ms. Davis? Mr. Lee? Mr. Aquino?
Here.
Mr. Dorton?
Here.
Ms. Williams?
Here.
Ms. Thomas? Mr. Martinez? Ms. Webb?
Here.
Mayor Matherly?
Here.
Ms. Foster Snow? And Ms. Rogers?
Here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Danny. Folks, let me go ahead and say first that last month, of course, we didn't make quorum, unfortunately, but that happens sometimes. And last month, our plan was to do some presentations regarding some of our female employees for the city, because it was International Women's Month and Women's Day last month. So in honor of that, and in celebration of the diversity of the staff here in the Fairbanks, City of Fairbanks, I'm going to go ahead and tell you who's going to be speaking tonight. I am actually at another meeting that came up this afternoon. I'm at my son's school and I have to duck into that meeting. So Kenita's gonna help guide this along with Danny and Angela. And I'll come back into the meeting after this meeting is done. Just want the people to know that. So I've asked each of the staff to provide an introduction and take a few minutes to share about their position in the city. Challenges to being a woman in that particular field and working for the City of Fairbanks. And some of them, we should probably be able to take questions too. Now on the line, and Danny will bring them in when the time is appropriate, from the Fairbanks Police Department, we have Amy Davis, who's Lieutenant in Charge of Investigations, and Officer Jill Copeland. It should be noted too that we have the largest number of female employees we've ever had at the Fairbanks Police Department and actually with the fire department too. From Public Works tonight, Merlene Wheelock is on the line. She is an operator lead. And she's also got some handouts that you'll be able to take a look at that Jeff has prepared. That is a really tough job what Public Works does. And I've seen Merlene in action, talking with people, talking with her staff. She's a terrific asset to the city. Kirsten Loiza is also going to be part of tonight's presentations, and she's in the engineering department. And I'm not sure if Tish Gonzalez is on. She works in our city attorney's office.
I don't
and
see her
although
here.
Not, oh, go ahead, Danny.
Sorry, I don't see her here, sir.
Okay. And although they're not represented here tonight, we are very proud of the Fairbanks Fire Department that has increased their female staffing over the past 6 years from 2 6 years ago to currently 9 female staff, which also includes 6 firefighters. And all over the city, we have a strong presence of diversity. We're always looking to do more diversity. We recently did some diversity training too, which I know some of you know about on this call. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand things over to Kaneda at this point. I'm going to go ahead and head into the school here and get the meeting done with my meeting here. Then I'll jump back on. And if there's enough time, I'm not sure how long this meeting will last, but I hope that you'll enjoy these presentations from these employees with the city. They're just top notch, and we're very blessed to have terrific employees at the city of Fairbanks. So Kaneda, I'll just turn it over to you, and Angela can help guide it along with whoever's online. And thank you very much. And I'll see everybody shortly if I get done in time, okay? Thank you so much for all the work you do.
All right. Angela, I know you're going to be helping me guide me along this to make sure everything goes smoothly. So will we continue along with the pledge and everything like that as well?
Yep.
Sounds good, Kaneda, and I'm here for you.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead with the pledge tonight.
Dad. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, and I have the approval of the agenda.
Is there a motion?
Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you.
Juanita, I'll second.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Juanita. Right, and will there be any citizens' comments?
We don't have any citizens in the room, Ms. Williams, but there are a few people online. I think most of them are for the presentation, but if anyone wants to speak under citizens' comments for 3 minutes, raise your hand. There is no one raising their hand.
Okay. All right, and at this time, I guess we'll go into the introduction of the Chief of Police, Angela.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ms. Williams. This is Angela. I'm the HR director here at the City of Fairbanks. I think everybody knows me. But I have the honor tonight to introduce you to our confirmed new police chief, Chief Ron Dupuy. We're super excited that he's officially a part of our administration here at the City of Fairbanks. I know that the mayor was really looking forward to introducing him tonight and sharing with you his pride in this appointment that he made just a couple of weeks ago. It was a very daunting process to go through, and two of the most successful candidates are sitting here with me to my left, including Chief now Dupuy, and recently appointed as most recently as last night, we have our deputy chief, Rick Sweet, that's with us also this evening. And again, these two did an outstanding job, both professionally and with all of the hard work they put into the process, the hiring process. Andrew Aquino was a member of that hiring board, and I know he knows what I'm talking about. We're really proud of these two gentlemen. And the fact that they both went through that process with so much respect for each other, and the fact that we're lucky enough to have both of them working for the city right now and working together is really an honor. So I'm going to let Chief Dupuy first, and then Chief Sweet say a few words if they want.
Sure. Hello, everyone. We've met several times before, but not in this official capacity. So I'm excited to be here and support both Lieutenant Davis and Officer Copeland for this presentation that they have. I'm also excited to have Rick Sweet, Deputy Chief, sitting here next to me. I don't think we could have planned it any better the way it turned out. So we're excited to work with you guys in accomplish goals, not just for the police department, for the City of Fairbanks and for the Diversity Council. So we look forward to working with you.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, I'm mic challenged. Hi. Good to be back again and talk to everybody. I want to thank you for allowing us to be part of the Diversity Council as far as, presenting to you. One of the things that we talked about a lot going back into starting in September through December was the plan that we had to move forward with the department. And I just want to assure you that, Ron and I are committed to continue with that. One of the things that you brought up was the local community awareness or the diversity awareness that we in our training. And so we're still continuing with that to get some local awareness as well. And we're working with Mr. Meeks and the mayor and to develop that. And so those are some things that we're doing with the department. But I just want to assure you that we are continuing with that, and there's been no change to the plan that we presented last year or late last year.
Thank you both. Appreciate them being here with us tonight, and I look forward to them joining us at many more meetings in the future. They have a great deal of insight, and like they both said, they have a commitment to diversity, and they work very closely with HR to ensure that we put the best applicants forward to join our police department. 6 years ago, when I started here, there was only one female officer at the Fairbanks Police Department, and currently we have four. Yes. We have four. Yeah, I'm right. See, they shouldn't question me on this. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so we're making a difference. We're looking at situations differently. I think their perspective is going to move this department even further forward in that area. So I'm looking forward to working with them both. And Kenita, if you're okay, I can move forward and start introducing our guests, or if you'd like to do that either way.
No, you can do the introduction. I did want to say congratulations to both Chief and Deputy today. Congratulations officially.
Thank you.
So we'll go ahead and bring everybody into the meeting. We'll start with our Lieutenant Davis. She is the investigations lieutenant, as Mayor Matherly stated earlier. That's the highest level officer at the Fairbanks Police Department under the deputy chief. And so she brings a lot of wealth and information from her years of service. And I'll let Amy take it from there.
All right. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me tonight. I'm Amy Davis. I've been with the Fairbanks Police Department for almost a year. July will be a year. I come from Bethel, where I spent 10 years of my career, and I'm excited to work with the Fairbanks Police Department. I really haven't experienced any challenges in my career as being a female officer. I've been very fortunate and worked with some great people that have helped me move up the chain of command. And so I really haven't experienced any kind of difficulty being a female in this career. I look forward to working with this community. I serve on a lot of different boards in Bethel, and I mainly specialized in sexual assaults and domestic violence, trying to work on homelessness. So I do come with a wealth of knowledge and all those areas. So I look forward to working with this community. It's been great. We're still trying to get moved over here. My husband just got his transfer after almost a year, so we're pretty excited about that.
Thank you, Amy. Definitely glad to have Amy on our team at the Fairbanks Police Department. I know these gentlemen would be the first to cheer her on, and we're glad she's here. Probably, though, the most recent employee, at least one of the two at the Fairbanks Police Department, is our next guest, Officer Copeland. She's probably only been here about 3 months. So we're going to go ahead and let her introduce herself and talk a little bit about probably not only the challenges of her career, but also moving to Fairbanks maybe a little bit.
Yeah, that's been a little challenging. I think we came at about the worst time of the year. So I got to experience the negative 30 pretty quickly in our move. So I'm very happy to see the sunshine today, I promise you that. I'm Jill Copeland. I have been here since the beginning of February as a police officer. I spent about 10 years as a police officer in San Diego and then another year and a half in Daytona Beach. So I've had a little bit of experience in this field. I can say that so far in Fairbanks, I've been very impressed with my peers and my supervisors. I feel like I've really been treated with a lot of respect. I'm just being brand new and also people respecting the experience that I have and my husband as well. So I've been very appreciative and very surprised, I guess. I'm very happy with the warm welcome I've gotten here. As far as challenges, I kind of have to agree with the lieutenant. I feel like I've been very fortunate in this career, and I've worked with a lot of great people. Who is a female, haven't truly felt any difference when I'm at work. I feel very embraced, and I feel like as long as you're competent and your peers can depend on you, that they respect you in this field, and that's what's most important to me, is to have that respect. So hopefully I can show that here in Fairbanks. So thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Officer Copeland. I'm going to turn now over to Kirsten Loiza. She is Engineer 2 with our engineering department, and I'm going to let Kirsten say a few words about working with the City of Fairbanks.
Can you guys hear me okay?
I was like...
my name is Kirsten Loiza, and I've been working in the engineering department at the City of Fairbanks for almost 4 years. While working at the city, I'm mainly involved in the design and construction for capital improvement projects, which include reconstruction of existing roads, sidewalk, and utilities. I prioritized choosing a workplace like the city because it has a diverse work environment and a supportive culture for women. I found nothing but encouragement from my supervisors and coworkers while working for the city. Especially my supervisor, Robert Pristash, has pushed me to gain engineering experience and expanding my roles of responsibility. All work environments can have challenges. Working with different people and personalities can always be tricky, not just in a male-dominant field like mine. The key is your interest and drive for what you're doing. I wanted to be an engineer. I love math and science, solving problems and overcoming challenges. I knew that engineering was the career path for me. I hope women who pursue engineering are as rewarded as I have been in my career choice.
Thank you, Kirsten. I appreciate everything everyone said so far, and I just want to remind folks that you are going to have a chance to ask questions here when we're done with interviewing each of the folks. So the next person that I'm going to introduce is Marlene Wheelock. Marlene is our lead operator for the operator division. She, I'm sure, has some great stuff to add to this. So, Marlene, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Talk about if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
Just
wait.
We can hear you now, Marlene. Go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me? Okay. Hi, my name is Marlene Wheelock, and I have been working for the City of Fairbanks for 18 years. As a temp for 6 in the winter months, and then the last, whatever it is, I don't do math. So, as a permanent employee. I'm from a farm from Minnesota, so I've been around equipment my entire life. That's first things I learned how to run, and had a real drive for being outside and running equipment. Working here, it's been really awesome. I mean, there's such a great group of people. I've seen a lot of people come and go. And I mean, I get along with everybody. Everybody seems to you know, do really well together, and I'm the lead operator here. And but I'm different from the other ones, the other folks that talk, that my career has been a challenge, being a female. Extremely, extremely challenging. When you go out there in the field with, you know, the old school boys from the 50s and 60s and 70s didn't think that women should be out doing this kind of stuff. So I've had to prove myself every day, and I still do at times have to prove myself that I can do this job. And but it gets better through time. You know, you have to have a lot of patience and be able to communicate with your colleagues as best as you can. You know, you're not always going to agree, or things can go south real quick. But I believe that they have a tremendous amount of respect for me, but it took me years to get it. But I'm a tough kid, farm girl, so, you know, little Taekwondo once in a while doesn't hurt. So, but other than that, I mean, I really do like working here. It's, I mean, not today because there's a lot of water, but that's okay. You know? So, yeah, that's kind of my story.
Thank you, Merlene. I really appreciate all of you coming tonight and sharing information. I'm going to go ahead and I think Danny's going to share her screen with all of you now. I hope everybody can see the presentation here. I think give us 1 minute. Can everyone see the document there that Danny's got on the screen? Great. Okay. I'm going to have Danny page it down a little so I can... Jeff Jacobson is the Public Works Director, and when we tasked folks with coming up with some people that might be interested in presenting tonight, he kind of went an extra step, and he did a little interview with all of his staff. And I'm just going to quickly read through this and introduce you to each of these folks, because they, when you talk about diversity in the workplace and you talk about the jobs that women are doing at Public Works, it is really fascinating. So we'll start with Courtney. Courtney Sheen is a dispatcher clerk. She states that she feels like the Public Works Department has been a wonderful environment as a mom of two to grow both individually and as an employee. It's been a great environment for her. The City of Fairbanks strives to create a culture that reflects the community we serve. Our inclusive culture encourages, supports, and celebrates the diverse voices of its employees. I fully believe that to be engaged, you cannot feel included and valued. I should put my glasses on here. You must feel included and valued. And there is something, and there's certainly no shortage of that at Public Works. The women at Public Works have been role models to me and have been a large aspect of my personal and professional growth over the years. The City of Fairbanks has done exceptionally to ensure that our workplace can be anyone's workplace. And I have the utmost respect for the hardworking women I've had the pleasure of working alongside. In this picture, you can see our celebrity there, Merlene Wheelock. She's the lead operator there. She's on the right. That's who we just heard from. On the left, we have Jayla Gentry Conley. She's an operator that I actually had the pleasure of working with on a couple of different projects here at the city. And then I think then we have Lynette Bauer. She's our night lead operator. She's actually works as the night foreman too. And she does a lot of leadership and safety presentations for the Public Works Department. One of the great things that they do over there as well, I think, is they find what people have talent in, and they definitely take advantage of that. And Lynette's a great speaker, and she does a lot of safety presentations at their safety meetings. Kyla Durham is our city plumber. Yep, we have a city plumber that is a female, and she started working at Public Works just over a year ago and feels very fortunate to have gotten this position. Prior to starting here, she had recently finished her 5-year apprenticeship with the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Union. Having spent a lot of time on large construction jobs or working out of town, living at camps, she really appreciates the atmosphere here. It is a friendly and welcoming place to work, where she's likely to where she's likely to never be the only woman on the job, which is true at Public Works. She was remembering past IWDs and recall one where I was going on a week three of a month of being the only woman working at a remote job camp with at least 60 other people there. To say the least, that memory makes me even more happy to be where I am today. It was well worth the work to get here. So we're excited to have Kyla as a part of our team. We all, there's Marlene there again, working with the hand compactor, and Lynette is driving the roller there, so. Misty Buckles is our heavy duty mechanic at the Public Works Department. She's been with the city as a temp first, and now she's our permanent employee with our program, and she's doing a great job. She's a real role model over there. We are fortunate. We've consistently had a female mechanic at Public Works. Before Misty, we had Davina, who worked over there primarily on our police vehicles, and I'm sure that Rick and Ron are very appreciative of the work that she did. And now we have Misty over there. So again, a great promotional environment for women. Lily Beth Lance is our custodian here at the City of Fairbanks. She does all the custodial service for City Hall, the Police Department, and Public Works. And she states that she does her best to keep everything clean so everyone stays happy and healthy. When everyone is happy, she's happy. And she is happy, and she does brighten up our days over here. There's Marlene. Again, a great thing that Public Works does is outreach to the schools. For any of you that have little kids, you know that a lot of times the coolest person in the whole world is the garbage man, and the garbage trucks come up, and our Public Works employees are never afraid to visit with the kids and families and interact. They go into the schools, and we're also really proud of that. Tracy Morphis is the one of our dispatchers. She says it's not the muscle, but the desire and the perseverance that gets the job done. Tracy's been at Public Works for a long time and is a real asset. Her length of knowledge is pretty exceptional. Carolyn Barker is another employee that's fairly new, but she started working for the City of Fairbanks a little over a year ago. She says she's loved working it ever since. She's enjoyed working here and all the challenges the position presents. She's the warehouse records coordinator. We have a full parts store center over at Public Works so that we have all of the parts and equipment available for our mechanics and operators and laborers too if they need. So she has to keep track of all of that equipment that we have, inventory. She says her supervisor, foreman, and admin staff have been extremely helpful in helping her understand what type of items and supplies are needed for each area of their expertise. There's so much that goes on here on a daily basis, and when emergencies arise, it's amazing how it seems things are so easily handled. It is awesome seeing so many women working here and how good they are at their jobs. I look forward for the years to come. And we have Candace Cullen. She's a temp laborer. Candace is been working for us off and on for a few years, and she says being a woman in a male-dominated industry comes with its challenges. Competing for jobs where you have to work harder for the same role as your brothers, trying to make sure you aren't the weak link, and oftentimes having to go home and manage feeding kids, making sure that homework gets done, along with all the chores so your house stays afloat, is hard. But it has been rewarding knowing that sexual and gender harassment is not tolerated on the job, making it feel a lot safer. So that is, I think, a great reflection there of the city for our folks. As the mayor said, and we're disappointed that we couldn't get any of our firefighters. Right now they're doing a firefighter academy. Four of those folks are involved in that. They have very strenuous days. One of the women that's working over there is actually the instructor for that group. So they're a little overwhelmed. It was not great timing. In the future, we'll be sure to get them to come in and have a chance to visit with all of you as well. So I'm happy to open this up. I know you're tired of hearing me talk. So I'm happy to open this up now and see if anyone has any questions for any of our guests or comments. And maybe I'll let Danny go around and see if people have questions.
Sure, we'll start with Ms. Rogers.
Okay, first, I'd like all of us to applaud these women. Those are really, really nice stories, and it's good to hear of the satisfaction that seems to run through all of the comments there with the various positions. The word respect was used many times, and it's heartening to hear from each of them and see the sense of pride that they're taking in their work and the sense of pride that the others who work with them seem to have in support of them. So thank you all who are working together in that fashion.
Ms. Webb?
Yes, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that presented, and the work that you guys are doing today makes my granddaughters' lives better as they're coming along, that we can never stop the fight. We can never be complacent and think we're at a good spot, because then we'll only slide backwards. So thank you for what you do.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Harriger? We're unable to hear you, Sarah, if you're trying to speak. Maybe we'll come back to Sarah. How about Mr. Aquino?
Just echoing what everybody else said, thank you very much for taking the time to share your pieces with us. Thank you, Marlene, for sharing your little story about grit and resilience. I hope you do know that grit and resilience aren't results of obstacles that you've put in place. They're because of barriers that have existed. So props to you for being resilient. Just one little comment. I'm hoping that that presentation or this type of information could be shared to a broader audience. We should count our successes as well. And then just like what Juanita said, then next generations feel like these industries are accessible. So folks can further dream. Yeah, thank you again.
Mr. Dorton.
I'm just proud to be a part of this Golden Heart City and the things that we show, the rest of the world or the rest of the state, how we treat our own is great. That's it.
Thank you, Ms. Williams.
I agree with everyone. I echo all of my council members, and I'm just very proud of the ladies that are representing the city and all the hard work that they do. And like Andrew said, it's amazing to see them in this space. And, representation is very important. I'm a firm believer of that. And so I would love to see it get out to others to see this, because I would have never thought, you hear, but to actually see you ladies working in these positions, it brings great pride. I work with the JAG Corps for the Air Force, here now for over 12 years now. And so I know how it can be challenging to be in a world where, you're different than others. So I'm very proud to see you ladies represented in such a great way. And I would love to see other people see the representation and just see how resilient you are and how strong you are and how great of a job that you're doing. So thank you for your hard work. Thank you for representing us ladies and doing it well.
Mr. Tolley?
Boy, there's really nothing really to add, except for it's really great to see faces to some of those numbers we get every month. It's and I agree that that should be we should celebrate that somehow in the paper or something. It should be publicized more. But that's all I have to say. Thanks.
We'll come back to Ms. Harriger.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am, we can.
Oh, great. Sorry about that. I had some Bluetooth confusion going on. Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks to all the presenters and congratulations to them on their very respectable careers. And I'm delighted to hear how satisfied each of them is with the city as a workplace. Yeah, so thank you very much for the presentations and for everything that you do for the city and also for women.
I guess, Angela, do you have anything to add?
No, just a special thank you to everybody. I really appreciate the fact that you were here last month when we didn't quite make a quorum and you were here ready to present again tonight. And I agree with what folks said. I'm taking notes here and I'm giving Mike the eye. Hopefully we can talk to our communications director and get some of this information out on Facebook and out to the press, because it is something that the city can be proud of. And we've come a long way. And, you know, just letting young people, as Juanita so eloquently said, young people know that people are out there forging the way for them is really important. So thank you all. And I appreciate working with all of you. Thanks.
This is June. May I add, when you contact the newspaper, request that Chris Capps write about this and put this in her Our Town section.
All right.
That's a great idea, June.
Right at the rally.
Ms. Williams, do you want to move on the agenda? I think you're on mute.
Well, maybe if I go off on mute, you can hear me. Yes, ma'am. I would like to move on. So if we can approve the previous minutes, the regular meeting minutes of January 12, 2021.
This is Doug. I move to approve the minute.
I second.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks, Andrew. All right. And that brings us to the unfinished business, which is the infamous diversity action plan work session scheduling.
So what we need to do, I think, is just decide two things, Ms. Williams. One is whether to hold a work session in place of one of our regular meeting dates, or whether to schedule a special work session in addition to a regular meeting date to start digging back into that document.
I know for me, I know either way it works for me. I definitely know that we do need to start digging back in. So either way would work for me, if we could hear from the other council members, I guess, to see how everyone feels about how we should move forward.
This is Juanita. For me, it would be easier to schedule at a regular meeting. I mean, I will do whatever I can otherwise, but definitely easier during a regular scheduled meeting.
I can just let you know the next three regular meetings of the Diversity Council are May 11th, June 8th, and July 13th.
Danny, can I make a comment? I guess just, and I'm not a voting member, but my thoughts would be that maybe doing it sooner than later, once we get to June and July, we definitely have a harder time getting folks, because it's beautiful outside and people want to enjoy the summer in Alaska. So my thought maybe would be to try to tackle this in May and then go from there. But that's just my two cents.
I would like to have a designated working session. If we were to spend the May meeting regrounding ourselves and making sure that our vision and mission is consistent with what it was last year amongst all the national news, then I think we'd better inform what we intend to do with the DAP. Also, with your comment about June and July and August being pretty far out, I think that if we have the goal of turning our high-level thinking into actionables by the September meeting, then we'd be in a good place.
So, Ms. Williams, may I? I'll just ask if there's any objection to setting a work session in place of the regular meeting in May, on May 11th, starting at 5:30, and we'll set the time 5:30 to 7:30. So if there's no objection to doing that, I will do that.
No objection here.
Okay.
That's good.
All right, so there's no new business. That brings us down to members' comments. I guess we'll go around again. I'll start with, we'll just go in the same order, I guess. Go ahead, Ms. Rogers.
Okay, I was gonna say I'm not a voting member, but I'm a longstanding member and have been on this committee since, or council rather, since its first meeting. One of the things I'm really glad to see both the police chief and the deputy chief here tonight. One of the very first projects and topics that we discussed as being of supreme importance for this particular group was the cold cases. And back in the very early days of these meetings, it was requested to have an extra officer put on. And at the time, the city council did approve for extra dollars to hire an extra person who was dedicated just to that work. We have for a long time now not really heard regular reports about that. And it's such a heart-wrenching, important part of any topic that we've discussed at all here in these meetings. And I would like to see some sort of regular reporting about where we are on our cold cases. One of our members, Rita Davis, her niece is one of those persons that is on that list of cold cases. And there are other persons on there on a long list of folks that those who not only were on this council, but people who came regularly and brought comments about their families regularly brought information to us about it. And they've stopped coming to give that information. And I think that's frustrating because they may have lost hope. And I would hope that we have a new beginning and that we have opportunity to really go back and pick that up and embrace it as a project that's not just worthy, but necessary.
Ms. Webb.
I apologize. I don't have any further things to add other than thanks to everyone that's here and thanks for the presentations.
Thank you. Ms. Harriger. We'll come back to Ms. Harriger. Mr. Aquino.
I just want to say thank you to fellow council members, all of our guests, and I really have to say that I like that presentation that you showed us. Even if you were to grab those quotes directly and take the photos, put them on Facebook, I think it would be a joy. It would be a real joy to see. This is a smiling meeting and I love this.
Thank you, Mr. Dorton.
I wanted to ask, what are we doing? We're commenting or?
Yeah, this is on the final comments. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Final comment, yeah. I just wanted to congratulate Dupe and Sweet. And I got pleasure in being part of that committee with selection. And I have a lot of respect for you guys. There's a lot that entails to your jobs, and I learned a lot by being on there with Joe Dallaire and all them guys. And wow, it's super, super neat to be involved in like in that process and learn all the things that I learned. So thank you guys. And I just feel like Fairbanks is progressing to crisis now and all those different things that are going to be coming out. And I'm just super excited. And I just feel like I'm a part of, and 20 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to convince me that I was going to be a part of something like this big. So I appreciate you guys for what you do. And it's good to see my council members here. Good to see you, June. A lot of respect. It's just amazing to sit here with you guys and see you guys. It's been a little while, and I appreciate you guys all. That's all I got.
Thank you. Ms. Williams?
Well, I think it's been a great meeting tonight. And like I said, it's good to see all the council members. It seems like we haven't seen each other forever. I'm glad to see the sun shining today. And once again, congratulations to Chief Dupe and Chief Deputy Sweet. Thank you so much for all your hard work, and just glad to see you in place officially. And just looking forward to all the good things to come. And I want to echo Andrew, that was a great presentation tonight. It definitely full of pride just seeing everything and all the ladies and the hard work that they do and the resilience and the special piece that they bring to Fairbanks. We just thank you for everything. And I'm grateful for being a part of the meeting tonight and looking forward to everything that we have to come in the future.
Thank you, Mr. Tolley.
I don't have much to add. I really thank those that presented and wrote their thoughts. I think Andrew called it a smile meeting or a happy meeting. I agree. It was a very nice meeting. Good seeing the faces I can see.
Thank you. Ms. Harriger?
Yeah, I just echo everyone's thanks. It was a very informative, pleasant meeting tonight.
Thank you. Ms. Foster Snow?
No comments. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Williams, our next regular meeting date is May 11th, and we've agreed, the body has agreed that that will be a work session. So that brings us to adjournment.
All right. Will we do we have to vote on that, Angela? Or
just a motion would be good.
Okay. A motion to adjourn.
Move adjourn. This is Doug. I move the adjourn.
Okay. All right, Doug. Do I have a second to adjourn the meeting for this evening?
A second.
All right.
This is Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. All right. Well, I guess we are adjourned, and we'll officially see everyone at the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you all.